Coach, in my opinion, the offensive line has been the MVP of this team in the early going. What has been the key to success for your group up front?
Well, our guys work hard, and they bought into the system that we're coaching, and they play hard, and as a group, they're smart. They're playing tougher every week, and we just got to keep going.
Are you surprised at how quickly they've been able to pick up and implement this zone scheme, considering we're only 3 weeks into it?
No, not really into the fact of it's a very intelligent group and it's a very athletic group, and that's what you have to do to do the zone schemes that we're running and the patterns that we're blocking. So initially coming in, maybe yes, but after knowing the guys throughout the spring and OTAs, no, I'm not surprised because they're a sharp group.
And they've been able to really get in sync with two rookie running backs who may not have gotten a ton of reps. Terrence West did, but Isaiah Crowell certainly didn't coming in. Are you surprised that that timing has gotten together since it is such a timing-based offense?
Well, it's gotten together part of the way. It can get together a heck of a lot better. So from that standpoint, we got ways to go, although those two guys are running their tails off and doing a good job. But certainly we can get better because we're not where we need to be yet, but we're getting there.
Joel Bitonio, if you're just watching the tape, doesn't look like a rookie. Only 3 games in. How impressed have you been with him?
I'm very impressed. He fits right in the room from an intelligence standpoint. He does, there's nothing that he does that slows you down or handcuffs what you want to do up front. He gets it quickly, and he's a smart player, and he fits perfectly with the rest of the four.
I think John Greco seems to have really taken to this zone scheme as well. How would you evaluate his performance thus far?
He's a better player than he was. There's no doubt about it. And the key for John is, I mean, John really redid his body, lost weight, has played quicker because of it, is smart. And so he's improved because of that. And I think this scheme allows him to be a better player because he's bought into it and can do the things we ask him to do. So it's been positive.
Some in the media give Mitchell Schwartz a hard time. I think he's played pretty well. How would you assess his performance thus far?
Well, Mitch has gotten a lot better. I think he's a better football player than he was last year. There's no doubt about it. From the tape I watched when I came in, I think what we're doing also fits him well, too, because Mitch can move. Mitch has been solid for us. He's done a good job in the pass pro. He's always working to improve. No, I'm happy with Mitch, and Mitch knows that he's got to continue to stay on top of his game to play well, and he does every day.
I know it had to be nice to come into a situation where you had two Pro Bowlers and your center, Alex Mack, and Joe Thomas. How's it been to work with them?
Oh, they're outstanding. I mean, there's few guys that live up to the reputations they get, but they're two of them, and they're awesome. Great to work with.
Any one point of emphasis for this line as you send them away on their bye week?
Well, we've addressed the certain things. We went back through and watched every play of our run game as a coaches last night. And those are the things we practiced today in individual, the things where we haven't been the sharpest, the things we need to improve and correct, because there'll be a whole new host of things next week after we're done with Tennessee. So they know those little things, and plus it gives us a good jump to start on Tennessee.